This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, more about the two witnesses and how the power of God protects them. Here's Dr. Davis.
But we see that this is really to show the power of God, that this is allowed to show the power of God, because they are preserved even in death. Because we see that they lie in the center of the city, but in 3.5 days, these witnesses are resurrected in verse 11. 3.5 days establishes the certainty of their death, much like Jesus's 3 days in the grave established the certainty of his death. But they were genuinely dead for a time, but they are not dead for all time. And only through the salvation of Jesus Christ can this be made happen. God restores them to life. So let's look at their resurrection. These two witnesses are resurrected back to life. The beast will not be able to kill them. He was able to temporarily stop them, but he was not able to kill them. So the first death is to demonstrate their power over death through the resurrection. Next is their rapture. God calls them to heaven after their ministry is concluded. And we see here where the cloud comes to get them. And we look at the revenge after their death. After they are raptured, there's a great earthquake that comes upon the earth. A tenth of the city was destroyed and 7,000 people were killed. We see in Jude 1 verses, which Jude only has one chapter, but Jude 15 and 16 says to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. When the Lord returns, he executes judgment on those who have used great words to gain advantage over others. But notice in verse 13 of chapter 11, it goes on to say, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The rest gave glory to the God of heaven, but they really repented out of fear, but not out of a broken and contrite spirit. And we know that fear is not a long sustainer of change. Only the salvation of Jesus Christ will sustain change over time and redemption. So we've just finished studying the two witnesses. I think the key important points that we can learn from this is that these witnesses are an example of those that who have been ordained and set apart for a specific purpose and ministry are protected until God is finished with them. And even in this case, they were kept through death, as the first death really was just a protection for them to show really the power of God through his resurrection.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.